evening, December 21st, continuation of questions by African intelligentsia.
Yes, sir, Eric.
Remember, what is our beginning today? Why are we existing?
Very good question.
Yeah.
That I have already answered, that there is no beginning. Because we are part and parcel of God. God is ever existing. Therefore, his parts and parcels are also ever existing. There is no beginning. We are taking into account of beginning because we have got this material body. The material body has beginning. Just like this material body is taken into account while it is born. But the spirit soul is ever existing. The beginning means the beginning of this material world. The spirit soul has no beginning, no end. That's right. In this present life you can realize that, as I explained yesterday, that you had a body of bee hood, and then you had a body of boyhood, now you have got a body of youthhood. The body is changing, but you are the same. You can remember when you were playing with other children, your child is born. The same you, who is still existing in this body, he was in that childhood body. Similarly, when you get old means your body gets old. If I have got, I'm old man, I can remember my childhood, I can remember my youthhood. So, this soul is existing, but the body is changed. Therefore, the soul existed before getting this body, and soul continue to exist after annihilation of this body. Is it clear? Therefore, the soul is ever existing. There is no beginning, no end. The end and beginning is calculated in terms of this body, material body. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated there that this change of body is going on, so when this body will be changed, tatha dehantaram prapti, antaram, another. After giving up this body, the soul gets another body, dehantaram. Dhiras tattar namuyati. Those who are sober, those who are educated, intelligent, they do not build. They know that this soul has now left his body and it has gone to another body. That's why if I leave this apartment, any one of you will understand that I have gone to another apartment. That's not, because I have left this apartment, it does not mean that I am no longer existing. This is the position of the soul. We can experiment or verify this knowledge even in this life. The same example, that I was existing in my childhood body, I was existing in my boyhood body, I was existing in my youthhood body. The body is changing, but I am there. So, I will exist when this body is changed. Is there any difficulty to understand? Exactly the same way, when your childhood body is no longer, how you are existing? Well, after all, at the present moment, you haven't got your childhood body. Similarly, when you will not have this body, why not another body? What is the division? You have got experience in this life that you are existing in your body when it was baby. Just like this child, when he grow up, the father, mother will not cry or lament, "Oh, where is my son? Where is my son?" You know that my son has got another body, but he existed. Therefore, the very word is used, dhira sattva namuyati. Dhira. Dhira means those who are sober. Cool-headed. Dhira sattva namuyati. Exactly the same example, that these so many children there are. So when they will go up, the mother will not lament. The mother knows that my child is there. The body has changed. Another example can be given, that if somebody has seen a child, say 1 year old child, and he is absent. It is my practical experience. One of my god brother, he left home when his child was 1 year old. And then, after 25 or 30 years, his boy came to see him. He could not recognize him. Why? There is a change of body. One had to introduce his son. "This is your son." "Oh." Similarly, you are changing body. But the same son, he could not recognize. There are many instances. Just like there is a story of Surabhrastam. You know, the father killed his boy. They did not know their father and son and the fox. And when the boy was killed, then his father knew, "Oh, he's my son." Ayo, baik. The body is changing, but the soul is there. Why? Rustam lamented for killing his child because he could not recognize that he was my child. I could not, because he was long away from home. So he killed his child. This is very simple fact. Try to understand, this is the first beginning of spirituality. Unless one understands that spirit soul is everlasting. Nitya sasatoyam na hanyate hangamane sarire. That is the description in the Bhagavad Gita. That the spirit soul is eternal. It does not annihilate after the annihilation of this body. And this spirit soul has no beginning. The spirit soul is part and parcel of God. As God is ever existing, similarly the spirit soul is ever existing. Just like as the sun is existing, the sun time is also existing. The example of the spirit soul is like the molecular parts in the sunshine. The sunshine is combination of so many atomic shining particles. They are different. The sunshine particles, they are different. But because they are combined together, everything is atomic combination. In water also, in land also, similarly, the sunshine is combination of molecules, shining molecular parts. So, as the sun is existing, the sunshine is also existing. Similarly, as God is existing, the part and parcel of God, shining particles, spirit soul, they are also existing. They are also existing. Let's clear this one, any one of you. First of all, clear this one. That is the first step of advancing spiritual education. What is the difficulty in understanding?
When I die, the problem I...
You don't die, that is my problem.
My form dies.
Yes. That's like if you change this death.
Now the soul will be given to somebody else for robbery. Is that what you say?
Soul will be given to somebody else? Is this body, the soul is given to somebody else?
Yes. Somebody has got a flesh. Karmana devale trena. Jantat diha upapattai. According to your karma, according to your desire, karma means desire. At the time of your death, if your desire will create a situation, mental situation. That's like a businessman, always thinking of his business. He is always planning how to steal. A professor is always thinking how to make a solution on the mathematical problem. Everyone has got different concepts. So, at the time of death, the consciousness created by you, by your present activities, will carry you to similar bodies. The example is given just like we are flying through a rose garden. It carries very nice flavor. Similarly, the air passing through filthy place, it carries very bad smell. Is it not? Similarly, the mind, intelligence and ego is very subtler than the air. It carries a certain consciousness as that creates another thing. The soul is carried by that consciousness and put into the womb of a particular type of mother through the semina of the father, and the soul grows born in the womb of the mother. Just like a tiger grows the tiger body, a man grows a man's body, a hog grows a hog's body. The body is grown in the mother's body. And when it is complete, it comes out and begins its work. Therefore, this human form of life is a chance to understand his real position. In other life, other than human form of life, they are coming by nature's law, by evolution, transmigration. Evolution doesn't feel like evolution. But the process of evolution, that's that there is evolution in human life. There are 4,000 species of human life. There are 8,400,000 species of different forms of life. So, other than human beings, there are 8,000,000 forms. And there is human form of life, there are 4,000 human species of life. Therefore we find so many varieties. The two bodies will never coincide exactly with different forms of life. So when one comes to the human form of life, never mind whether it's highly advanced civilized life or uncivilized, the human form life has got a special privilege to understand his position. It doesn't matter whether he is European or American or Indian, a Brahmin or Sudra. These are of course bodily differentiation. But the human consciousness is there. Therefore, if we utilize this human consciousness and try to understand our constitutional position, what I am, if I can understand that I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God, then my life will come. So, this understanding, this education is not hampered. It is not that only the Indian Brahmins will be able to understand and not the African Indian. No, everybody. Because the human consciousness is there. So, my request to you African people is that you are now growing nature to try to grow from the solid basic principles of life, understanding that spiritual understanding. That is your life will be very much successful. Will be an example in the world. At the present moment, people are degrading in this sense, that instead of understanding the spiritual basis of life, they are understanding on the material basis, which is known. He's not this body. But we are trying to adjust things on this bodily concept of the United Nations. They are trying to adjust things, but the basic mistake is there, that all the people assembled there, they are in bodily consciousness. Therefore, they cannot make any solution. And actually, it has happened. They are trying for so many years, but because they are in bodily consciousness of life, according to Bhagavad, they are all acting. Sati buddhi kunati tidhāduti sadhik kalatta disubhoma vijyati jatitha buddhi salilena parhiche janesu avijyensu saiva gopha. Person, Sati buddhi kunati tidhāduti kunati, this is a bare of three elements, papa, pitta, vajra. According to Ayurveda, this body is developed on three material principles. Papa, Bhuta, Pitta, Vayu. Here, Papa, Pitta, Vayu. The Ayurvedic treatment is on these three principles. The method of treatment is, we can feel the pulse. And by the beating of this pulse, we can understand how these three elements are working. And on that principle, immediately there are formulas in the Ayurveda. That if the pulse is beating like this, then the position of the body is like this. So they will inquire from you the symptoms, and if you say yes, then immediately there is prescribing. That is Ayurveda. So this body is, we may not understand what is kapha, pitta, vayu, but we can understand it very easily, that if you digest this body, you will find some mucus, some blood, some muscles, some bones, and so on. But does it mean that I am a combination of bones, muscles, blood, urine, and stool? And such intelligence is coming from bones and bites and urine and soup, no? Therefore, anyone who is accepting this body as a self is an error. Can you combine intelligence by combining the soup, urine and blood and bones and bites and mucus, can you make a human intelligence? Is it possible? For example, they are scientists, but if you analyze this body, you find all these things. Oh, it's a bite. The bones and the stool and urine and blood can be found outside of. So if you combine them and produce an intelligence like a great scientist or great builder, that's not possible. That was Bhagavad says, Jatasa Buddhi Kulapi Dhatu. If we accept this combination of these three dhatu, as self, then we are nothing but air. Therefore, the first spiritual understanding is that we should try to understand that I am not this body. That is basic education. I am Brahmasmi. Just to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I am Brahma. And when you come to that understanding, then you actually become happy. Na sūtati na tāṅsati. Brahma bhūta. When you come to that understanding of spirit soul, that there is no more lamenting and no more hating. We are embarrassed by two things. What we haven't got, we are simply hankering after. Just like you, African people or Indian people, they hankered after independence. They got independence. India has got independence. But where is the happiness? It is simply, it was simply hankered. So long instead of being body becomes a system of life, these two things, hankering and lamenting. Hankering after something which you do not forget and lamenting after something which you have lost. So as soon as you come to the spiritual understanding, there is no more hankering and lamenting. This is the sign. Natyota dhīmatāṁ samaskarvi tu-bhūtesu. At that time, one can see all people, all living entities equal, universal balance. That is the real platform. So they are trying to establish the universal platform, brotherhood, on the platform of these ashes and the strength. And this body. And how the ashes can make universal brothers? Is it possible? No, regular. Ashes are ashes. Sarva go khara. Khara means ashes. The sharp of the deep and all of it. That's the first of all. First education should be that for our students, formerly, were sent to Gurukul to have the spiritual understanding, Brahmacharya. That I am not this body, I am spirit soul. So where is the soul faculty? For us, throughout the whole world, the activity of soul can be seen in this Krishna consciousness movement. No body yet. This was Brahmananda's family. His father has taught very lucrative manufacturing culture. He's manufacturing the plastic boxes. Very profitable business. But he has left his eldest son, very beloved child, pet child. But he has left. Why? Because he has come to the spiritual understanding. He has understood that there is nothing to do with this material engagement. So unless people come to the spiritual understanding, there is no question of unitedness. It is simply block or impulse. Not possible. The first education is to know yourself, what you are. All Brahma. I am the spirit of God, I am not the Lord. So is it clear that you are existing, your body is changed. Similarly, when this body will be changed, you will exist. What is the difficulty to understand? This simple fact. I existed after changing so many bodies in this life. I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man. So, I am now an old man. So when I give up this body, why shall I not exist? What is the difficulty? This is quite understood.
If my real identity is a spirit soul, what do I look like? What do I really look like?
That you can understand by analogy. You look like with two hands and two heads, two legs and one head. Unless you have got a head, you have got two hands, you have got two legs, how this body has developed with hands and legs? This body is called dress. That's why you should go to a tailor. He immediately measures your hands and legs and makes your coat and tie. Similarly, unless you have got hands and legs and head, how these head and legs and hands are come up? It is very difficult to understand what is your form. You can understand your form by the form of your dress. If this body is dressed, then from the form of the dress you can understand your own form.
But very small?
Certainly. That is also described. That is 1/10,000 part of the sheep of the earth. Esadva sadvadasya sadudhapanchitasya jiva bhava sabhijyaya sanantaya kalpate. Ananta, many, innumerable, unnumerable number. Sananta, Kalpata. Nitya, Nityanam, Kripanam, Kripananam, Ega, Bhavanam, Vigadati, these are daily dimensions. As you have got a spiritual body, very small, similarly, the personality of Godhead, he has got a spiritual body.
Is that right? Yes, right.
But there is no difficulty to understand your form. You are not formless. That cannot be.
So this spirit spark, this very small spark, has form.
Yes. That spirit spark is a microbic germ and the elephant of. There are different bodies, but the same spirit soul is there.
Now, which is one of these two, Bodilo and Felix, makes probably good or bad activities? Is it the body or soul?
Good and bad activities, yes. You have to follow. Besides, in your state, there is law book. And the law book, it is said, you do not do this. You do this. If you are doing, that's why you are passing in your railway department. So there are what is called regulated book?
Regulation.
Huh?
Regulation.
Regulation book. So, if you follow the regulation, that is good. If you don't follow the regulation, that is bad. That is the standard of good and bad. So as you have got an inalienable requirement, some regulatory principle, so why not in the big, gigantic, universal state, some principle which is given by God. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is stated, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat-samita. We and me, the regulative principle given by God. You cannot manifest a religion. Religion means the regulative principles given by God. That is it. Mr. Patel, is that all right? Regulative principles given by God is religion. Is there any defect in the definition?
I don't understand that.
Just like you have got a regulative principle given by your railway authority, is it not?
Yes.
Similarly, the regulative principle which is given by God, that is called religion. Just like in Krishna Vinayan book, the regulative principle is given, Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. But if you are killing, then you are not Krishna. You are violent. You are becoming sinful.
This also means, clearly in Krishna's book or philosophy.
In any book, religion means regulative principles given by God. That is religion. Any religion, okay? Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, they are regulative principles. So if you follow the regulative principles, then you are following the and the order of God, then you are religious. So religious, different types of religions are created according to time, circumstances and people. Just like in Christian religion, the first commandment is thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill. That means it was preached among certain classes of men who were engaged in matters of killing. Is it not? Otherwise, why this command? That shall not kill. So there are different classes of men. Therefore, we find different kinds of religion. Well, there are men very high and hard who have nothing to do with killing. Their inspection is different. Their instruction is to try to understand that you are to be so, you are not this matter. And one who cannot understand this principle, the primary moral principles are taught, that shall not be, that shall not obey, that shall not be. So, this is also religious principle, that is also religious principle. Just like in pocket dictionary, this is called also dictionary. And the whoever says international dictionary is very big horror. That is also dictionary. But that dictionary is meant for a class of men, and this dictionary is meant for another class. But both of them are dictionary. Similarly, the different types of religious system is due to different types of men. But when you actually come to spiritual understanding, then you have to understand yourself, self-realization, that you are not body, you are not matter, you are spirit soul. The car, the driver, who comes for them, let us try to understand this.
Weren't you asking also that which of these two create good and bad activities, the body or the soul?
Well, I don't understand actually. Then whether it's body which make bad activities or good activities, or it's soul itself which decides to make the good activities or bad activities.
Body is the instrument. The sky comes of one drink this water. So the sun is in Sula to taste it. And when I taste this water, my customers immediately gone. The sun is the instrument of tasting this water. Similarly, if I desire some hot particular type of environment. The star God gives me is type of instrumental voice. How is it? What is the instrument? This acid, what is called Quran. Quran means doing. Quranina means by the instrument, by the bodily instrument. So, we are given, God is so kind that if I want, if I desire, to enjoy something. I can give you another example. You'll find that the whole, it is true, and it has got a different type of mouth. A tiger has got a different type of mouth. A human being has got a different type of mouth. A different instrumental body. That body is offered by superior man. Soiva is trena. Soiva means superior. A godly. Netrena by supervision. You are not the maker of your body. Is that right? Your body is meant defined, my body is meant defined, his body is defined, therefore I am not the maker of the body. I can desire that I want to enjoy this type of facility. And God gives you a type of body to enjoy that facility.
So should one believe in that when he's born a thief, he's born a murderer, he's born good, his soul is born all this way.
Soul is always good. But, the example is, just like fire. And the sparks of the fire. Fire is also fire, and the small sparks of the fire, they are also fire. Is it not? Fire. You have seen sparks of fire?
Yes.
Have you not fire?
No, also.
But sometimes they fall. out of this fire. And when it is out of this fire, it is no longer fire, it is extinguished. Is it not? You have seen so many fireflies that are coming fire. And as soon as the fire, out of the fire, it is extinguished. Minutes before, it was fire. But as soon as it falls down, separated from the fire, it is no longer fire. It is fire, but the potential of fire, even when it is gone, similarly, son, similarly, we are also fire. But as soon as we have separated, as soon as we have separated from God, our that fire quality, illuminating quality is lost. The spiritual illuminating quality. But you can revive. If that part, that particular coal of carbon, it is again put into the fire, it is. It will become. So by our desire to Lord in offer the material nature, we have come in this material. And God has given us facility that you enjoy this material world, you have made the fact. And we are doing that. That is hard struggle for existence. But we are not happy.
If then as you say that you have, I have, soul justice,
yes.
An African is having a soul like machine and everything like that. Now why didn't we have, I mean, all these different minds or divisions?
That's a different
like
mind.
Like genies and
divisions. That is the constitution of mind. Yeah. It's just that. Like my son, you are sitting here, but other has left. The mind dictated one deed of duty. You cannot utilize his secret. So that is the business of the mind. Accepting and rejecting. We sometimes accept content with the mind. And we sometimes reject to the government. So that is the way of mind, constitution, position is like that. Accepting and rejecting. And that we are doing. We are accepting so many things and rejecting again. With acceptance and rejection is going on, perpetually. Being controlled by the mind. But when you become controller of the mind, then you are like this. That is called in Sanskrit word Shami, Goshami. When at the present moment we are being controlled by the senses and the mind. And when you become actually the controller of the mind and senses, just like a gentleman has got good business and he has given all power to the manager. The manager has become so powerful that he is trying to control over the master. But if the master becomes strong and controls over the manager, then it is right. And if the master becomes indolent and is controlled by the manager, then it is dangerous. So at the present moment, in our material existence, we are being controlled by the manager, mind. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. That you can make your mind friend and enemy. If you can train your mind, it becomes your friend, so that you can come to Krishna consciousness and become liberated. And if you train your mind in such a way that it becomes your enemy, it drags you to the hell. Therefore the yoga system is an attempt to control over the mind. Yoga, Indriya Sanyama. Yoga means to control over the mind and senses. That is yoga. By bodily exercise, there is process, mechanical process, to control over the body and the senses. Because this civilization, this condition, material condition is due to my mind. I am desiring in different ways. Adanta gobhi visadanta mishram. Adanta. Adanta means uncontrolled. Go means India. Therefore, go shami. Go means sense. One has become the master of the sense. Is called Goshami, Hatshami. The sannyasi is called Sami because he is supposed to have control over his mind and senses. Because we are being driven to the hellish condition. Adanta, Gobhi, Visatam, Samishtam. Samishtam means the darkness of material world. Adanta means uncontrolled. At the present moment, I am told and put under the control of the mind. I cannot control it. Therefore, the mind is dragging me to the darkest region of this material existence. Padanta govi sudanta mitram sunasunachar vichachar bananam. And what I am doing? Repeating. The same thing. Chewing the fuel. Sunasunachar vichachar bananam. Matinna kusne parato satova mitogi paddeja vihaprasanam. Adanta bhuvi vishitam samitram punas punaschar vishachajvananam. So if you study all the statements in the Vedic literature, then you come to the light. These are the facts. So human life is meant for this purpose, understand. But it's not meant for imitating. Or being carried on by the propensity, by animals. The animals have no other business than how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sense enjoyment, and how to be dead. That is animal life. Animals are very much busy when eating, where I can. Where I can stay? How can I be kind? How can I make? How can I have a best life? These are the complete occupation of the mind and senses of the animal. But in the human form of life, there must be something extra. Therefore we find in human society, there is some attempt for understanding God, and that is called religion. Sridhaśya sattvai ameva divityam. Vedas giving instruction. But what is the purpose? Vedas. The purpose of Vedas is to understand Tathātu brahma jijñāsa vidvedānta sutra paśya. The human body should be utilized properly. The It is God, otherwise we drive down again into the sattva. You see, he made it a sattva, just like this morning, how you are supposed to pray. It is a sattva. Begin from here. You are advancing. You are advancing, but if you remain in the same sattva, that's where that advancing man again comes to the same point. So by evolutionary process, from aquatic to plant life, to plant life to insect life, from insect life to bird life, from bird life to animal life, from animal life to human life, from uncivilized life to civilized life, this is called progress. But each progress is in the same life, that again becomes animal. Again you become aquatic, again you become tree, again you become insect. This is what. So this is a chance. Human form of life is a chance to get out of this earth. Of repetition of birth and death. Jara marano mokshaya. Jara marano mokshaya. This is human. Get out of this stuff. We are advancing. That's all right. Advance is the same. That means advance your way. Just like in the world. Around the world. It's going east toward, you come to the earth. That is not advance. That is simply taking labor. Advancing is how to get out of this situation back from death. Very good.
It has been said by a lot of things that put me into mention other religions. But when one is becoming too Christian, aim after all he'll be going in heaven, or if he's born, he'll be probably in hell. Now this is the aim or problem of getting to one's identity, so becoming a good Christian. So what's the idea of Krishna philosophy?
What is the idea of Krishna philosophy? Just as the Christians believe you go to heaven or hell after this life, what is the idea of Krishna philosophy?
Yeah, it's philosophy. It's not there. Come to me. You take it as him. But if you do not go to Krishna, then go to hell. The same thing I was explaining, that this human form of life is a point where you can go to hell or heaven. If you actually make progress, Saktadi, Hamukulat Janmanai, Di Mami, Di Kaunteya, Krishna says, that after giving up this body, you don't come again to this material existence, but it comes to me. Material existence means implication of birth and death. So that is hell. And if you go back to home, back to Godhead, that's right. Then you get free from this implication of birth and death. So the Christian idea, either you go to hell or to heaven, that is not bad, that is all that. It is your choice. Either you remain in the cycle of birth and death, or you get out of it, go back to God. That we are preaching, our Krishna consciousness. So there is no great difference. It may be in different words, but there is no divine. It is a fact that this human form of flesh is a chance to get out of the birth center on going gliding down to Hades life. Now we may have a very nice body, but what is your next life? You do not know. Therefore you have to know. Now I have got this human form of body, I have got heart consciousness to understand, so I should understand what is my heaven and what is my hell. How I go to hell, how I go to heaven. So that statement is fine. The sister, what did he say that? How do you go to hell?
Oh, heaven.
How? Oh. That's right.
So there is another thing. According to him, or what I understand also, that they said that heaven is somewhere up, and hell is somewhere down.
That is
but right. According to what you have said just now, we can take it also this way, isn't it? That suppose we just become with Krishna by our thinking, our thought, given as present, and the places we get, can that be heaven?
Yes.
Because
those who are in Krishna consciousness,
yes.
They are not in this material world, just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are not in Kenya. We are with Krishna.
Yeah.
So therefore we are in Vrinda.
We are in heaven, isn't it?
Yes.
And those who are suffering, those who haven't got ideas of Krishna, or say those who are having some...
No, Krishna God is all pervading. So as soon as we take Krishna consciousness, immediately you are in Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. मांचदर्शानी भक्ति योगिना जासेवते सगुणान समपीत ईतान ब्रह्मा पूजान सरस्वती उसमें से मांचदर्शानी भक्ति योगी अनअडल्टरेटेड भक्ति योग वन इज एंगेज अनअडल्टरेटेड भक्ति योग Abhyavichari means unadulterated, pure bhakti. Such person, mant abhyavichari bhakti yogina ja sevate. Sevate means offering charity. So, such person, gunan, tamatita, itan, tamatita means completely being liberated from these three most material nature, goodness, passion, and wisdom. Then what is this position? Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati. He is in the flat, transcendental platform of spiritual understanding. Brahma Bhuto Prasanna Atma Natosati Natantati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Adhapti Dharati Param. As soon as one becomes in the transcendental platform of Brahma, then he signs that he is no longer lamenting and no longer anger. And he is equal to everyone. Sama, Sarvesu, Bhuteshu, Madhavati, Labhadiparam, such person is eligible to enter into devotional service. Or, after this stage, one is elevated to the devotional service. And what is the effect of devotional service? Bhaktyamam vijanati javan jachami tattata. He understands me by this devotional service. Bhaktya, he doesn't say by knowledge, by speculation, by philosophical speculation, or by karma, or by jnana, or by yoga. But he says particularly bhaktya. Bhaktya mamabhijanati. What kind of understanding? Javan, the sun, suffer. As an action. So if you want to understand God, what he is action, then you have to understand in true bhakti. Bhaktiya, ma, vijanati. And when you understand fully, tatoma, tatupoga, swa, after understanding is fully, full knowledge, visafrida, anantaram, enters in the spiritual world. And as soon as you enter in the spiritual world, there is a normal life. If you don't enter in the spiritual life, you remain in the material life, then you'll have to accept one body after another. Go on, continue. Buddha, Vityapaliyate, once he appears, and again he disappears. And that is, about sankhara, or repetition of our sentence. The Krishna-consciousness movement is giving person a real life so that he can drop this repetition of birth and death and can go back to home, back to life.
You said that God cannot be approached except through bhakti.
Yes.
What does that mean, bhakti?
Bhakti is given nine kinds of bhakti. Devalam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasivanam, Arsanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Satkam, Asanivedanam. This Sarvanam that we are patiently hearing, this is what it is. If you don't do anything, if you simply patiently hear and try to understand, your life is perfect. Don't require any education. God has given you this ear, but you must hear from the real person. If you hear from others, because without bhakta, nobody can be you. Bhakta only anati. Unless you become bhakta, you cannot understand God. And if you do not understand God, then what is the use of hearing from you? Therefore, so many nonsense are coming. They have no information of God. There is no benefit. But because these boys, these European boys and the American boys are hearing from the right source, they're getting injured with the problem. Because God cannot be understood without bhakti. So, if you hear from a pure bhakta, then you understand. It doesn't matter what is your state. But if you simply be present here, sravanam, then kirtanam. As soon as you are, they can be quiet. They have heard, now they have come out for kirtanam. For glorifying the God, that he is son of a businessman, and I told him to take the business from Mrs. Sharma. He denied. He denied. He has no more faith in him. This is a young boy, a businessman's son, an American boy, a rich man's son. Why? Bhakti, paritana, bhava, virakti, annatraksya. This is a taste of it. He has no more in interest. Virakti, annatraksya. Immediately there will be taste. What is this? Just like a hungry man, if you give him food, his ease. But when his tongue and set fast, he'll say, no, no, I don't. The bhakti is like that. True bhakti, bhaktanamujana. If you understand God, then you say, oh, no, I don't think so. Just that, there is a case of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he was very much eager to have the empire of his heart. And he wanted to please God to get this benediction. But when, by his penance and austerity, he saw God, he said, oh, I'm fully satisfied. I don't want it. Shami Siddhartha, Sri Varana Jati, my dear God, I'm completely satisfied. Spiritual understanding means complete satisfaction. A complete state when you become completely satisfied. Not so that you not answer. There's no more hankering, no more lamenting. No more. But if you do not educate people to the spiritual understanding, this hankering and lamentation will cause it. I'll give you one example, very practical example. That's why our Indian people came to Africa. That we go to Africa, there's a very good field of business. Yes. Thank you. And now, there are some inconveniences. They are lamenting. They're improved. And hankering is fulfilled. But now they are lamenting that we have to leave. Because they are meant to be there. And although they are wicked, they are everything. So, one hankering and then lamenting. And one lamenting, then hankering. This is good. That's like bending them. Stop, stop, stop. Therefore, Krishna says that don't remain in this platform of hankering and lamenting. Come to a platform where there will be no more hankering and lamenting. Sarva mom, what is her germ? Mom is hungry, Sarva. So that is the business of human form of life. To stop this business of hankering and lamenting. And material life means hankering and lamenting. One hankering and then lamenting.
We met this gentleman today.
You
said he's also
right. Oh, you met him?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. You try to understand this, it's not our purpose. Lord Chaitanya, vision was that every part, that every corner of the world, this philosophy must be spread. So you are trying to spread this philosophy. You take advantage of that. Try to understand it. And then take it. That is our mission.
A Buddha person.
taking into account that we are not seeing bodies by the soul, what do we understand or say when we dream? My dream now about probably in the USA and such thing, but what can we learn from that as far as the soul is concerned?
Dreaming. What is dreaming? How does that relate to the soul?
Dreaming is hallucination. See, it is the business of the mind. Mind is creating some other body. Besides, you are thinking that you have got a body, a plant, and a star. So, even in dream, you forget that you have got real body, or another body is lying on the bed. So, it is a scientific fact. The mind creates by defined desires, different types of body. That's a fact. And we forget the previous one. That's a dream. When you are dreaming, to forget that you are lying on the bed. But actually, in a different way. So similarly, we have our past body, but we have forgotten. As soon as death means forgetting, we forget our past everything. Very careful. That is death. In dreaming, we are also forgetting this body, but because it is not there, we are coming back in this body. And then early in the morning, we rise up to catch up our duty. Oh, we have to do this, I have to go there, that's so. But at night, we are dreaming, we forget, have it. So, this dream is another sample of death. Death. And as we are dreaming at night, as this is night dream, this our material life is day dream. It is also dream. Because what we create in the dream, that does not exist. Is this not a fact?
Mm-hmm.
It exists for a few minutes only. So this dream also exists for 2 years, that's all. This is also dream. It is simply for 2 years. But who is dreaming? That is spirit soul. So we have to understand, we come to that spiritual place. That is the real business. Not this night or day. That is not your business. Let's try to understand. As being at night is for a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or half an hour, at most. Then it breaks. Everything is lost. Similarly, this material life is also being for years. Say for 50 years, 60 years, 100 years. Then everything. Mittu sarva harasya hum. Mittu means getting away everything, what you have created by dream. As soon as this body changes, you forget everything. That I was Mr. and such and such, I was lucky, these are black or white, everything falls. So it is also dreaming. And I've been dreaming. Sometimes you see the tiger has attacked me and cried, or the goat has done and catching me, so many things, and crying. Sometimes it happens. But as there is no goat, no tiger, still you are dreaming. There is God, there is China. Similarly, in this way, in this life also, we are thinking, he's my enemy, he's my friend. This is also dreaming. Nobody is your enemy, nobody is your friend. We are created by genie. So we have to get out of this being at night and day and come to the Krishna platform. Then all that is
possible. I've got another question. You say that man has got a mind that is higher than animals. That is why man tries to think more about God. Then, why is it possible that man should be born, say, as a dog in the next tribe or something of the sort, if he has already passed this level of animal and has come to, I mean the soul, has come to the human society?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of him going back to the animal kingdom?
Because if you live like animals, then you go to animals again. If you live like man, then you keep yourself man. And if you think like God, then go to God. That is your business. Jiva Dhamam Pratat Gantritam Pratayiva Mujamaham Mamo Vatsvani Vatsanti. So, if you present your life like animals, then go to the animal kingdom. If you present your life like a human being, you remain here in a human society. If you prepare your life for you, go to God. What is it? So that is the best benefit. You can prepare your life for you and go back to God. This is a chance. That's like you are in school. If you educate yourself nicely, in teacher, you become very happy. And if you fall your time, don't take education. And you are in the sofa. So this human form of life is a chance. Either you remain as human society, or you go back to Godhead, or you go back to animals. That is your business. Uganga Santisa Sattva, they are elevated, who are in the mood of goodness, but they are Santisa Rajasa, those are in the mood of passion, they remain here. Jahanna Gunavishya Aguba Santisa Rajasa. And those make their character Jahanna, but Tavamina, the whole general. What is it? It is not stereotype. The soul is described in the Vedic literature as Sarvada. He can go anywhere. He can go anywhere. Anywhere means he can go up, he can go down, or he can remain as according to his word. This life, even in this life, I can become illiterate, I can educate, and I can become educated. If I try for that, the chance is there. The government is giving equal chance to everyone, but according to his own desire, one is going to the prison house, one is becoming the high court judge. As it is possible in this life, similarly, next life also, the same thing. You can elevate yourself to godly position, and you can stay in position what you are, and you can degrade yourself.
What's another question? If it is possible for human soul to incarnate in the body of an animal, does that mean that the souls are all the same, whether the experience lies in animal body or in human being body? Does it mean the souls are the same?
All souls are the same?
Yes. All souls are the same. That's like you are soul. You are in a black body. He is a soul. He is in white body. Oh yeah, oh, different body. But the soul is the same. It's called dread. By consciousness, you are alive. The body is dread. Because you are in white car, and because he is in blue jersey, it does not mean you are different. You are the same. Similarly, we may have different bodies. A child may have different bodies. And a godly man, a saintly man may have different bodies. But the soul is the same. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Pandita Samadarshina. Vidyabhinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Sumiti Cha Sapati Cha Pandita Samadarshina. Vidyabhinaya Sampanne Brahmane. According to Vedic civilization, the Brahmane is high, large, design, very gentle. He is considered to be the highest in the human society. The Brahmane, Vidyabhinaya Sampanne, it equals, he does not make any distinction. Vidyabhinaya Sampanne, Brahmane, Vaivasana, Sunitri, Sattapati, Sanita, another thing. That is funny, that is real life.
Good analysis. In the material form we have got a big man, small man, big animal, and small animal. This is the
physical form, there is no such thing.
There is no big soul and small soul.
No big soul, no small soul, all the same time.
Yeah, the big soul is. Big soul is God.
And my first soul is God.
A small soul, yes. Both of them, we are told, the big soul is God. Let's not say, you and me, we are small souls. So, we are dominating over this small body. But God in big soul is dominating over everything. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Kirtavdam chyati man vidhi sarva kshetri tu bhavata. Kirtavdam. Kirtavdam means the body, one who knows the body. Just like I am so, I know that this is my hand, this is my breath. This is called Kshetra. Kshetra means his body. Jha means one who knows. I know everything of my body. Not everything basically, but I know when I feel pain or pleasure, I can know. But I cannot know what is your pain and pain. Therefore, you are the master of your body, I am the master of my body. Krishna says, Kekraman Chati Maan Vidhi Sarva Kshetri Supara. But I am also Kekraman, I am also present in every body. That is the person. A big soul. So there are two souls. Big soul and small soul. Small soul, we are. And big soul, big soul. This means alpha and beta. God knows what you are thinking, what you are feeling. But I cannot know what you are thinking, what you are feeling. There is one small soul, and God is big soul. That's why I may be proprietor of this house, you may be proprietor of that house, but the state is proprietor of everything. Because he is being proprietor, the king. Similarly, we are taught, God is taught, Nitya Nitya Nam, Chetana Chetana Nam. Chetana means living, Nitya means Chetana. We are all living in Anitana. God is also living in Anitana. But Tita Bhunam Vidula Chetana. But that one maintains all these modes. So God has provided food for everyone, all living entities. There are hundreds of thousands of living entities other than human beings. They have no business, they have no possessions, but they have no economic problem. Have you ever seen a bird has died, fasting or without food? Or elephant has died without food? The elephant eats at a time, 100 pounds. But he has got eating, alignment, my God. The ant has eating only one bread, and he has got also alignment. So ego, bhunam, yudhulati, kaman, that one God, big soul, is maintaining all the energy. These are the daily engines. And actually you are being maintained, my God. He is supplying them. From where there is grace, and you are eating grace, that's what you need.
If I'm not wrong, I think I'm more like a chimpanzee and a gorilla, they are considered as
they are also supplied for food by God. Because here in Africa, there are gorillas, and when they leave, there is a kind of tree, and the fruit of that tree is harder than the iron bullet. The fruit of that tree, the nut, so hard that you cannot break it by hand. And the gorilla take it and chew it in the night. So we have supplied this nut there, like gorilla do. But as you know it, the gorilla is in your country, and I have it in the book. But they are supplying this food. Who is supplying this food? Everybody. Eka bhunam yudhati kaman. Kaman means all things are one. But this is supply. God is supplying. So you get sufficient water. Now there are no signs. You have a tree. Stop. And eat. Water is salty, so that it may not decompose. And the sun is engaged to evaporate the water, make it cloud, and distribute all over the globe. And it is stored on the mountain, just like that. And it comes down like pipe, river. Everywhere is there. Kita avasamidam sattvam. Everything is being controlled by God. Purnamidam, Purnamada, Purna, Purnam, Udachati, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva, Samsikrati. The God's arrangement is complete. He requires excessive amount of water. Water portion is threefold. Immense water supply. Immense air supply. Immense light supply. Immense food supply.
simply earn his life. The boss, he, Sanyasa, never seen any scarcity of food. That's why I was saying the boss was granted the money. They're jumping from one tree to another, enough food, there's no problem. That problem must be there. Otherwise, how will you understand that this is a miserable place? However, you may be very fast in making adjustments to your food supply and everything. Yes. It's still there will be something. That is for samsara bhava. It cannot be happy yet. Whatever you make arrangements, it will feel fun. Unless you come to the center. It is possible.
Got another question. What is the difference between a wisdom and knowledge as far as the spiritual academy is concerned?
What is the difference
between a wisdom and knowledge as far as the spiritual academy is concerned?
What is the difference between wisdom and knowledge?
Wisdom is knowledge.
There is
no difference.
Knowledge
or wisdom,
wisdom
is knowledge.
There is
no difference.
Which comes first?
Which comes first? You are already existing. Because you are living, there is knowledge. Wisdom you can say material knowledge. That is all. But wisdom is also knowledge. That's why after that, experiencing, much experience, you become very wise. So wisdom can say the material knowledge. So this is wisdom. To understand that I am spirit soul, I am part and parcel of God. Therefore my duty is to surrender unto you. He's big soul and small soul, he's providing me. Therefore it's my duty to take shelter. This is it. Bhavanam janvanaman te jyanavanaman prabhadvat. After many, many births of questioning knowledge, when it actually becomes wise, you surrender them to me. Bhagavad is surrendering. Somehow, absolutely. You understand? God is everything. That kind of great soul is very there.
I understand that somewhere in the Red Mountains in India, there is a valley where the source of the things normally meet.
He said somewhere in the Himalaya Mountains there is a valley where the saints meet.
The source of the souls of martyrs and the chiefs.
Where they will meet, they will congregate. Souls of the saintly persons will congregate. You understand that there's a place in the Himalayas where the souls of the saintly persons congregate.
Yeah, that is possible. That can be possible, right? Yes, it can be possible. If you meet together, or Krishna consciousness, you are a good soul, can be possible. Then two persons does not mean that he has got something extraordinary. That extraordinary is his wisdom, to understand that. That is sensible. So Mahatma, what do you call it? One who knows the God is everything. God is the original father of the world. He
is
To give oneself under the protection of spiritual nature and means to be done to do it. Yes, brother.
I've got another question, this one also. I read in a certain book that say first of all taking into consideration that why is existing in another planet apart from the Earth? Then in Mars you've got people and more levels than ourselves. I read in a certain book that these people they normally visit Earth and they've been seen in many locations in the USA. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. Because I just read it.
Can go to that planet, they can fly, and they can go from one planet to another. They can see the world. By mystic protection, go about. We can do this, that also. Animal, animal, it becomes light.
About Krishna, above, you know, there are the idols worship cows. Is he above you?
Is Lord Krishna above all other forms of God?
Yes, he's a supreme God.
And then there is it would appear there is another God above Krishna.
That is not supreme. It is supreme. There cannot be any other God superior to
him. You know there are so many gods to worship.
Not when the God is one.
Some people worship them.
God means, of course, God. God means control. The controller, everyone of us, to the control. Some sort of control. If Mr. Patrick is controlling Jesus, then that many spend watching as a king. You may be a leader, learning, men may be watching under you. I am also a human being. Somebody is my disciples, they are watching under me. So, if God means control, and that everyone is controlled, that everyone is God. But, the thing is, that we are not supreme control. I am controlling that disaster. That is your government there, that is not Christian, God. That's good. I cannot deny it. Therefore, although I am controlled, I am not supreme God. Similarly, if the battle that is controlled in the business, and there is some man working under him, but it's not a good thing. You have to do, like this, have a good thing. Now, if anyone is controlled, but he is controlled by somebody, check anyone, even your president, he does control it. So nobody is supreme control. When it comes to a point, he is not controlled by anyone, that is all. That's
He is controlling everyone, but he is not controlled by anyone. So he said, if somebody comes before you and he says, I am God, test you. Why that you are not controlled by anyone? You are controlled by somebody else, but you are not. That people do not know what is the nature of them. This is the simple nature. If some rascal comes, that I am God, to test you. And whether you are not controlled by anyone, then you are God. And then like the rest of them. That's going on. Every day there is coming out the God. What kind of God is he? He knows that thing, that the rest of them is God. Sorry, it's not, because he has never controlled the anyone. So I have said them, you have never controlled the anyone, but you control everyone. That's God. Atta Parataram, Lanna, Bhuti, Sri, Dhananda.
So, this one.
God is supreme controller. That is the okay, more definition.
So Krishna means God.
Krishna means all attractive. He's all full control.
Oh,
attractive.
So, number one, I guess it was Krishna is a product, I have a point. The message from God.
Krishna is God.
God.
He is the one, Krishna is another name.
Krishna is black.
That is called. Thinking, most of the people over here that when the Indians are showing the respect towards cow, so some Indians pray, when they go to the temple, the cow idols are there, the so milk and all these common things of that. People think that they are really worshipping them.
Yeah.
So, how far people are thinking is that when we pray,
You have to learn all these things from your spiritual master. Vedic, so they are calling Vedic civilization. They worship cow, that is medicine. The cow produces miracle food, milk. So if you want to have good bread, then you have to get milk. If you don't, you want to remain dull, then you have to take milk.
No.
Therefore, cow protects and is medicine. Kishi gorukhya bhanicham brahma karma sabhaya. Vaishya karma sabhaya. Those who are mercantile people, their business according to Vedic, they do krishi, agriculture. They should be engaged in agriculture and gorukhya and protection of the cow. Krishi, Gorakha and Banijam and train. That is three times of peace. So Gorakha is the duty of the mercantile people. Because without milk and grain, we can live very decently. that's for cow protection, guru protection, not tiger protection. That is not mentioned. Guru protection. There are many other animals. Why that particular animal, go, cow? Very significant. Because unless you have sufficient milk supply, you cannot have nourishing food and you cannot develop good bread. Therefore,
most essential animal. Therefore,
in the breath of the snow. Namo Brahmanna Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. Why especially cow's name is here? And Krishna, when he was present on this planet, he remained like a cow as far as his child. He protects us. This is the essential part of the religion.
It protects the all animals. It protects it?
All animals.
Are you asking, did he protect all animals? The question is, did he protect all animals or just cows?
Yes, everyone. Jagadgita.
All
the whole world. But first preference is cows and the Brahmins. Because without Brahminical culture and sufficient supply of milk, that is not human to be.
In what is it happen? You think that there is nothing wrong, but you said the people in heaven considered wrong to worship cow.
Krishna doesn't consider it wrong to worship the cow. No, he personally worshipped cow. For the example.
You take them for living?
Yes.
So under the doctrine, you will not keep a cow.
Because the question was, would we kill a cow? Yeah. Would we kill a cow?
Who?
Would we? We mean?
The Krishna.
Would the devotees of Krishna kill a cow?
Who?
Not devotees of Krishna, kill a cow. A devotee of Krishna would not kill a cow.
No.
They would kill nobody. Krishna, devotee will not kill even an ant, but to speak of cow. Cow is most important.
Then, would it be possible for to speak in a doctor in one hand? A big infant. Would it be possible for it to be from the government? Not a few people who are in the kitchen. But lead them to God. Or lead them to Krishna.
Exactly. Would it be possible to influence the government?
Yes.
Not to kill people for their mistake, but to leave it to Krishna, to leave it to God, to punish them. But the present moment, no government is perfect.
But no government is allowed to kill a cow. That's the fact. Why the government kill a cow? We want that. You become our Krishna consciousness and stop this problem.
You think that not kill a cow, is it accepted everywhere in India?
It's accepted everywhere in India.
Even the government.
But India is not a killing cow. Because they have to degrade it.
Yes,
yes, it's so. See, not killing is going on also in India.
No, it's not so much.
No, they're making business violent.
I shouldn't cut.
India, there was born and. Well, Maharaj Parikshit was going on his tour. He saw that one man was attempting to kill a cow. He immediately took his sword. Who are you? You're trying attempting to kill a cow in my kingdom. That is my south. Why? I'm not going to. Keep it there in my room. That's why I can
eat. Don't keep it in the room.
Yes.
Yes, sir. The man goes, surely.
Even we get history during Mohammedan rule, there is no slaughter. There is no slaughter. The Mohammedans ruled over India for 800 years, but there was not a single slaughter. The slaughter was introduced by the British God.
India.
The Mohammedans sometimes used to kill cows, but that is in the masjid during their Bakri ceremony, not there. That was very secretly. The Mohammedan king, emperor knew that it is part of the Hindu sentiment. It is not allowed publicly. It was the creation of the British government to enter and our leaders, they are made in London. And they advocated, yes, whatever is introduced by British government is all that.
From the history, so I just learned of the case.
It says other religions that have their books, which books is Krishna?
Well, he thinks that Krishna dreamed of it, or came to him.
What is that?
Well, he says it's one of them.
Quran was published at the Bible.
Oh!
It was written in the Bible. What book? Or what was the foundation of Krishna belief? I don't think it's Krishna.
It is that Mohammedan had translated the Bible and then they made the Quran as the holy book.
Yeah.
From there they think they're on the source of their knowledge and all this information. Now people, Krishna conscious people, from
where from the Bible that God that is true? That's what let me know. As you say, the Bible and Quran was written from Bible. Anyway, you say. So where from the Bible was written? Then what is wrong in the Quran?
Somebody might be calling something else, but it is the same thing. How one thing
Then you call son or Surya, your object is the self. Similarly, any man which clarifies God, that is Godness. That Krishna, all attractive, this all attractive name is applicable to God, then it's Godness. Otherwise, Krishna means black. There are not many. But if God is not at all attractive, then how he can be God?
To be God, that's God.
Yes. Well, it's not attractive, but But he is not all attractive. One is he can appreciate a big thief. That is another thief. But if he is not all attractive, then if somebody says, one thief is coming to your home at night, oh, he becomes the real thief.
But Krishna can become a thief and be attractive.
Krishna is so qualified, just like the moon. There are spots in the moon. Nobody considers about the spots. Everyone says moon. Oh, here is moon. Nobody considers. Ego is also Bhumisamini Pati. He was just Krishna has no fault. Even Uchechi has fault. One who has got many qualities, little fault, little things, it is not taken account. Tijyosana dhusar. Just like the sun. The sun is absorbing water from seas and oceans. And he is also absorbing water from your urine. So nobody is taking account. God, honey is taking from the urine. He will become to be born. By some stuff, the healing becomes to be born. There is something faulty. And Krishna's stuff, it becomes to be born. That is it. That's what is all about. It's an example. The sun is absorbing water from the uranus. It's not polluted. Can you say, that is getting water from the urine? Can you say that? Tijyosana dhusar. Therefore, anyone who is very faultless, he has no fault. Anyone who finds some fault in there is no fault at all. But even if you think that it is fault, there is not taking it. Surya, by absorbing urine, it is making purified. That's right. But if you say, oh, this sun is evaporating urine, it has become polygamy. That is your shortness of understanding. But Shudra is